AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Prime Time Newsmaker.
And today's Newsmaker brought to you by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend to the Geolander ATGO15 or Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality service on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front-end alignment, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we are so pleased to be joined on this very frigid Wednesday morning on our primetime newsmaker via the Sutherland's studio line by David Traylor Zoo Director Lisa Keith. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning. It's a brr kind of day.
It is a brr kind of day, no doubt about that. Wind chill of minus 14. Yeah, that's about as cold as we want it to get. So how you doing today?
Oh, doing great.
Good.
It's a crisp morning.
There's a lot of crispiness out there. There's no doubt about that. Well, hey, big doings. Friends of the Zoo Roundup Auction is here again, Lisa. And I know you and your friends at the Emporia Friends of the Zoo have been very busy acquiring some auction items. The list is lengthy, but you really have some neat stuff, don't you?
We really, really do. This year, committee has gone above and beyond for sure, and we have some really unique and fun things. We have two tickets to a Dan and Shay concert, and Kenny Chesney is going to be there. I think that's going to be super exciting at Arrowhead. We have an electric guitar also signed by Dan and Shay, and we also have a Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl football signed by Blake Bell. How exciting is that?
Nice.
We also have a Tyrann Mathieu, known as the Honey Badger, jersey, and it's autographed by him as well. It just keeps getting better. We even just found out last night that we have four tickets to an NBA game in Oklahoma City to the Oklahoma Thunder game.
Ooh.
Yeah,
that's a good experience right there. Yeah,
yeah. For four, the general manager of the Thunders actually donated those to us. So it's a $1,600 value sitting on the seventh row. What a big deal!
Yeah, yes, indeed. And that's just the tip of the iceberg, because the auction items they're just some really neat things. And when are you going to have a list available? You know.
You know, we already have a lot of the things on our Facebook page, Emporia Zoo. So if you just go to our event, the Roundup, it's at the very top of our Facebook page, and go to discussion of that, you'll get to see all of the items that we have on live. We'll also be starting to put all that stuff on our website. Yeah. Well, and then, of course, that evening, you know, you can come out at 6 o'clock on March the 4th at the Anderson Building and join us for a fun evening.
All right. So it's the Friends of the Zoo annual roundup auction benefiting the David Traylor Zoo. This is Friday, March the 4th. So a week from this Friday, Anderson Building, Lyon County Fairgrounds. Tickets, how much are they? Where can we get them, Lisa Keith?
Yes, tickets are $25 a piece, or you can buy a table of eight for $200. You can buy them here at our zoo office at 75 Soden Road. You can call our office at 341-4365. You can go on our website at emporiazoo.org, or you can find one of our EFOS board members and get them there.
Don't delay. Get your tickets today, right? Don't wait around.
Definitely. Definitely. You know, we even have tons of dinners. We have a Tabaras Taco Fiesta, a sunset cruise on Lake Cahola with a dinner for eight. We have a Union Street social dinner, Harry and Lloyd's dinner for 15. We even have an electric Louisiana LG900 pellet grill that's worth $985. We have a Blackstone grill. We have a behind-the-scenes tour at Sedgwick County Zoo. That will be super super cool to be with the director there. And then we also have a behind-the-scenes tour at the Rolling Hills Zoo with their. You'll get to go behind the scenes with their brand new baby rhino.
Ooh,
and see their and see their little giraffe. So that's super exciting.
I'm sorry, Ron. Lisa, I know you and like a lot of different organizations over the last year plus have had to kind of adjust some of your schedules, and you last year you had to adjust your schedule with your auction. How excited are you to kind of be able to have this auction this year kind of back in its normal iteration, and back to normal, so to speak?
Yeah, I think, you know, this event is always fun because it's, you know, it's still cold outside, and I think people want to be able to go do something fun. And so having it at the Anderson Building where it's temperature controlled is always nice. And so it is great. It's great to be able to do this again. Of course, if people want to wear masks, they're more than welcome to. We encourage that if they'd like to. And if you don't, that's fine too. The one that we had last year down here in the zoo, it was a lot of fun. It was also blistering hot. But it was great fun.
It was great fun. I love that atmosphere out there. Of course, I was standing in the shade, so I was you kept me protected. But, again, March the 4th, a Friday, David Traylor Zoo benefit auction, Friends of the Zoo. So talk about how important it is with this money raised, and exactly where does it go to, Lisa?
You know, these funds help support all of our education programs. Actually, funds our education coordinator position, which is full-time. And, you know, she reaches, this last year, she reached almost 20,000 kids. So it's pretty important to have that full-time position. It also helps with improvements in the zoo. So I think everybody is starting to notice a lot of things that are happening in the zoo. And that's all due to the lovely, wonderful donors that we have in this community and events like this. So it takes all everybody to help make the zoo grow. Also, it helps with our conservation programs. It helps with sending Delia, our staff, to continuing education classes, things of that nature. But our community, you know, events such as Boo in the Zoo, Stroll and Show, those fun events, they're free to the public. Those kinds of things is what we do, and that's what this event helps support.
I would assume part of the auction too would be the opportunity for businesses or individuals to sponsor some of the exhibits you have in the zoo. Correct? Is that happening again this year?
It is. So we do have several animal sponsorships. So the mountain lion is one of those. We also do the lemur sponsorship, which is technically the whole building of Mission Madagascar. Also our Eurasian black vultures and our black eagle, our black eagles, the bald eagles. All of those are sponsorships where you can actually buy that sponsorship and have your name on that exhibit for the entire year.
And what
is a great advertising piece.
Yeah, and what about flipping the switch at Happy Holidays, turning those wonderful zoo lights on?
Oh, absolutely. That's a fun thing. So, yes, we will be selling that again. Who doesn't want to flip that switch for Happy Holidays?
Indeed. I must say, the signage at the entryway to the zoo, that looks outstanding. Turned out great, didn't it?
Yes, it's absolutely beautiful. The entrance itself, the new rock signage down there with the flags behind it, it is just beautiful.
Things are looking good. So what's next out there, Lisa?
Well, our parking lot hopefully will start in April or May. The Zoo Education Center is next. So we're working with our architects now on the rough draft of the design for this building. So be looking for that in the next year.
All right. It's the EFOS Emporia Friends of the Zoo Roundup Auction coming up Friday, March the 4th, 6 p.m. start time at the Anderson Building on the Lyon County Fairgrounds. Tickets are $25 a piece or $200 for a table of eight. You can call 620-341-4365 or hop online, emporiazoo.org. Lisa, always a pleasure.
Oh, I have a joke for you.
Please bring it.
Why did the cowboy want to buy a dachshund?
Why did the cowboy want to buy a dachshund? Do tell.
I know.
To get along, little doggy.
All
have
right.
Have a good day, boys.
All right. Lisa Keith, director of the David Trailer Zoo, on our primetime newsmaker here this morning. Scott?
As a proud owner of a little doggy myself, I already know that joke. Sorry, I got to stop laughing so I can let you know that our newsmaker tomorrow will be Lyon County Public Health Emergency Preparedness Director Jennifer Milburn, giving us an update on the county's COVID-19 response here at about 7:15 tomorrow.
All right, our newsmaker brought to you this morning by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham in Emporia. Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive, it is priceless. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham.
The MFA Feed Mill at Emporia, Kansas has an opening for a full-time transportation.